makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Monday, May 11th. The Texans have a week until they begin their organized team activities, better known as OTAs. Well, in that week, the Texans are hitting the weight room hard, making sure they're completely ready to hit the field. And we caught up with one of the newer Texans, and that would be linebacker Cato June. Cato June, of course, played for the Indianapolis Colts and then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before joining the Texans. And he's someone who can play both the strong side and weak side linebacker positions, and he's looking forward to making a difference and being an impact player. Of course, he'll be fighting for that spot. It'll be quite a competition at linebacker this year. Brian Cushing coming in, and the Texans returning D'Amico Ryans and Zach Giles and Xavier Adibi. So here's what Cato June had to say about what he thinks will be a very exciting season with the Texans next year. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is linebacker Cato June. First of all, Cato, welcome to the Texans. And you know, what drew you to this team? Because this is very exciting to have you on the Texans team.
Well, it's always good to be a part of something that's up and coming. These guys look very promising last year, and it's just about getting over that next hump to the next level, turning into a playoff team, and I'm very excited to be a part of this growing process.
Well, how have off-season workouts been going for you here?
We're going good. We've really been getting after it. You know, you see guys in here 12, 1 o'clock, and, you know, a lot of times you don't see that other place. I've been several places, and, you know, guys come in and out, but we're very hungry and ready to get after it and you know, just take this team to the next level.
Now, you've also started having meetings with position coaches, and that would include Johnny Holland. What has that been like, and what do you think of him?
Very good. You know, though, they're high intensity. Johnny's a very high-intense guy. He played the game. He knows the game, and he just wants the best out of his group. He's probably going to work us the hardest out of anybody on that field. And you know, as linebackers, we're prepared for that, and we want that pressure to be have that, you know, have to go out and perform the highest level of any group.
Now, you're also going to be playing under defensive coordinator Frank Bush, and he's someone who's bringing in a new defense, and he really wants to be a lot more aggressive. And what do you think of his defensive philosophy?
Definitely. Aggression is always good. You know, you want to get after a blitz. You want to be able to attack and not sit back and allow the offenses to dictate what they're going to do. And with that aggressive mentality, it allows us to do a lot of things. At the same time, we're going to have some things that are very simplistic, and we can go out there and just play football. We have a lot of young, athletic guys, and we're going to go out there and showcase that talent.
Well, you've played both on the strong side and the weak side. Where do you see yourself fitting in this defense?
It'll be interesting to see. you know, I like I said, you said I've played both, and depending on what defensive scheme it is, they call it the different things. So I'm prepared to play either side, whatever, you know, the team needs at that given time. You know, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to come in and showcase my talents and go out and just play football like I've been doing this my whole career.
We also have a lot of veteran leadership. You know, been to a Super Bowl, you've been to a Pro Bowl. I mean, how does that veteran leadership really help you? You think, you know, guide this linebacking unit?
Well, I think it's all about know-how. You know, it's you can say it, but like you said, going to a Super Bowl, playing 20 games, that's a lot of football. That's a lot of consistency as well. You know, playing at a high level, going to the Pro Bowl. You know, it's all about playing at a high level over a long period of time. And I think that's what I bring to this team, you know, ability to play high-level football, be able to go out there and make plays, make big plays, game-changing plays. And that's what it's really about when you're talking about being a playmaker, being a guy that's going to change a defensive team and a guy that's going to contribute.
Well, now you're also be playing next to D'Amico Ryans. Have you seen much film of him, and what do you know about him as a player?
Oh, he's a great player, a very young player, and a lot of promise to come. You know, I've watched him over the years. I've watched him since he was a rookie. You know, of course, being in Indianapolis, playing against him, and just watching him on film, man. And like I said, he has a knack for the football. He just makes plays, and that's really what it's all about: going out there and making plays, getting to the football, and being a game changer. You know, week in and week out.
Like I said, that he played for the Colts, that's who you went to the Super Bowl with. Do you bring any insights now that you're going to be facing the Colts twice this year?
I would like to think so, right? But, you know, I think, you know, playing against them, I think I played against them 2 years ago in Tampa. You know what they're going to do. It's not a thing about they're going to trick you and fool you, and that's not the type of offense they have. You know, they're definitely the offense that just consistently gets it done, and they're going to execute you. And that's what they look to do. And it's really about execution, us going, getting to the ball, disrupting their pattern and their comfortable state of being, and then just going out there and making plays on the football.
As always, thanks for listening. Be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Yeah.